This weekend was a tough one for me. I had maybe like three buyer's consultations that I thought I had lined up for the weekend, shared calendar invites that were accepted. And all three instances this past weekend, they didn't show.
You said you're feeling a little bit down. What could you focus on in this instant?
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling. But it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is No Broke Months.
Hello, No Broke Months podcast listener. This is Dan Roshan. Of course, I'm the host of the show, No Broke Months podcast, and I'm also the head coach visionary for the Consistent Predictable Income Community Coaching for Real Estate Agents. If you want to learn more about how the CPI community can help you in your business, I invite for you to visit www.nobrokemonths.com and learn how we can help you achieve your success.
Your own mindset, the self-coaching tool for you. Real estate coach Dan Roshan of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents talks about how important it is to focus on the right things and not necessarily on the wrong ones, even if you're going through some rough challenges in your real estate business. Learn how to shift from a negative mindset to a positive one in this new No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents episode.
I want to ask you guys some questions now. What I want to do is I want to bring the conversation into what do we focus on? So, Jeff, when you're riding, which direction is your head?
You go where you look, facing forward.
Yeah. So you go where you look. So that's a great analogy for about, you know, what we focus on in life as well. Would you guys believe that we go where we look? So if we go where we look, then we go back to the self-coaching model. Who remembers the self-coaching model? So the self-coaching model is your circumstance leads to your thoughts. Your thoughts lead to your feelings lead to your actions lead to your results go back into your circumstance, into your programming. So your circumstance leads into your thoughts leads into your feelings leads into your actions leads into your results feed back into your programming and your circumstance. So if we go where we are looking, then if we're looking at crap, what type of thoughts will you have? Crappy thoughts. If you're looking at goodness, what type of thoughts will you have? Good thoughts. So who's struggling today with something in real estate sales? And who's struggling with your beliefs and your thoughts? Who wants to be authentic and transparent?
This weekend was a tough one for me. I had maybe like three buyer's consultations that I thought I had lined up for the weekend, shared calendar invites that were accepted. And all three instances this past weekend, they didn't show. So that was definitely frustrating for me. And just trying to figure out what's a better approach, right? What can I do to actually get people to show up? So this morning and before making calls, I'm a little bit down before I start making them up.
You said you're feeling a little bit down. And so what could you focus on in this instant to be, if you're riding that bike, keeping your head straight, getting where you want to go, given the circumstance of where you're at? So what could you focus on today in this instant?
Now that you asked that question, it honestly does kind of shift my mind. I said, the reason why I'm selling real estate, right? Focus on the reason why I'm selling real estate and, focus on the reason why I'm selling my children.
That could be, yes, absolutely. And then you could take a look at the circumstance specifically. You could always say, man, I'm so grateful I just learned that. Right. Like, so for me, when I don't want to call it making a mistake, but when I learn something, when I do something and I don't get the result that I want, and then I figure out a different way to do it, instead of dwelling in, that sucks, I can sit there and go with the gratitude of, man, that's freaking awesome. I just learned what not to do. That is freaking special. Or you can look at, say, hey, it's December 19th. How many agents in Northern Virginia today over the last 3 days had a chance for three new appointments? my problem is not nearly as bad as if I was sitting there looking at zero. Even if you approach them with perfect skill and you still didn't get the opportunity, there's still a piece of gratitude you can focus on there. You're like, man, this is freaking awesome. I got three at-bats. I struck out three times, but guess what? I got three at-bats. Most agents this week of the year, they ain't going to get any at-bats. Thank you, John, for being vulnerable. I appreciate you, man.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge and I'll see you online. Bye.